Over the last 2 years, I don't think there's ever been a better time to be in cybersecurity. We've seen a lot of people try to make that switch because cybersecurity was one of the roles that was proved to be critical when everyone started working from home in the pandemic. And I know you've seen a lot of the postings about there are so many jobs that need to be filled in cybersecurity. And now we have people that want to come in cybersecurity, but they may be entry level or may not know their skill set. Well, today we're going to talk about that, about why, you know, the time is now to go ahead and get on your journey to get into cybersecurity. But hey, if you're not familiar with me, my name is HD. I am a cybersecurity professional, and I'm also, as you see, a content creator. Thank you for checking into the Textual Talk. If you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, Google Podcasts, really any streaming service, please follow us, leave a review, and let us know if you like the podcast or what you didn't like about it. You know, everything is welcome. And also, if you're watching on YouTube, please go ahead and make sure you hit that like button and share it out for the YouTube algorithm. But so I have some of these theories that come about when it's when we're discussing cybersecurity. Now, we've seen articles, and I'm going to bring some of those up later about actually how many cybersecurity jobs there are and why I have a little bit of speculation of it, because I think a lot of people have a lot of transferable skills to be very good in this industry. However, they're having a tough time, and I really think that it's because everybody's trying to switch over and everybody's trying to go for the same type of cybersecurity role. See, I'm also a career coach. I meet with a lot of people, and a lot of times, most of the time, they reach out to me for us. Hey, I want to be penetration tester, SOC analyst, ethical hacker, the sexy titles, right? Not knowing that, hey, there's a lower barrier to entry in some of these other roles that are in cybersecurity that, you know, are the best kept secret that no one's told you about, right? And so what we're going to do today, we're going to discuss that. We're going to look at some data of showing like open cybersecurity roles. We're going to look at data on, so I can show you guys like how to distinguish what's the entry level and what's not entry level. Here's an article that was done in June of Fortune Education. Companies are desperate for cybersecurity workers. More than 700K positions need to be filled. Right. And I'm not going to go through this whole article. What I'll probably do is talk about it some and had a description. I mean, the link in the description. The need for cybersecurity professionals has been growing rapidly, even faster than companies can hire, and that demand is expected to continue. The number of unfilled cybersecurity jobs worldwide grew 350% between 2013 and 2021, from 1 million to 3.5 million, according to Cybersecurity Ventures. The industry researcher also predicts that in 5 years, the same number of jobs will still be open. Now, I will say that might be a little bit of cause for pause, because I've said, hey, if it's that many jobs, why is it hard for some people to get their foot in the door? If that many jobs are open and they need the people, what's preventing it to be a seamless transition for these people to get into cybersecurity, right? So let's keep on going. In the U.S., there are about 1 million cybersecurity workers, but there are around 715,000 jobs yet to be filled as of November 2021, according to a report by MC Burning Glass, now Lightcast, a market research company. If so many bodies are needed to fill seats in cybersecurity roles, then what's the holdup on companies and universities preparing future professionals to take these jobs? See, they posed the same question I said, and this is the first time I looked at this article. There's no one answer to that question, Will Marco, Vice President of Applied Research Talent at MC Burning Glass, tells Fortune. Rather, a number of dynamics are making it difficult to build a talent pipeline for cybersecurity jobs. One contributing factor to the talent shortage is that there aren't enough professionals who have the credentials necessary, whether it's a master's degree in cybersecurity or other certificate program to get hired. I call BS on that, because everybody that's in cybersecurity know you don't need none of that crap to be in cybersecurity. Cybersecurity jobs see the skill requirements evolve far more rapidly than many other fields. Marco, who specializes in cybersecurity job market research, explains, cybersecurity jobs are by nature more likely to fuse together skill sets from disparate domains. If you think about it, every new technology now has a digital component, and every technology with the digital component needs to have digital security component. Why is it difficult to fill cybersecurity roles? While companies are looking to hire cybersecurity professionals in droves, the industry often requires that workers have certain credentials or certifications on top of education requirements, Marco explains. An example is CISSP certification, which is required for many top-level cybersecurity roles that are in high demand and have high-paying salaries to the tune of about $120,000. I'm going to just keep reading. I'm going to leave my commentary after that. Bottom line, even if you have an undergrad or graduate degree in cybersecurity, computer science, or an adjacent field, that may not be enough to land certain jobs in the industry. Employers have been very slow to reduce either credential requirements or education requirements for cybersecurity jobs, despite the hiring difficulty that they have. We really haven't seen any noticeable shift in the share of cybersecurity openings that are available to workers who don't have either a bachelor's degree or at least 3 to 5 years prior work experience. I want to highlight that because this is major, right? So a lot of times people will tell me online that I'm a gatekeeper because I tell the truth about getting into the industry. The real gatekeeping is what you just read. Requirements for education, having 3 to 5 years to do some entry level roles, right? And then we're also going to get into some other things because they touched on something that I found out when I was reviewing this CyberSeek map that we're going to go through kind of thoroughly, and we're going to talk about, because it's all just meant to be educational at this point. Let's see what else is in this article. I don't want to bore you guys with all this reading. I know you want to see some more things. So let's see what this says. The talent companies need. Some employers, however, are developing talent pipelines for cybersecurity roles. One employer in particular that hires swaths of cybersecurity professionals is Deloitte. As of May 2021, the company employed more than 22,000 cybersecurity workers around the world under its Deloitte Cyber Business line. In fact, Deloitte was named as the top company for hiring cybersecurity talent by Datamation. Other top cybersecurity employers include PwC, EY, Booz Allen, and KPMG. Let's see. The cybersecurity landscape used to be contained within four walls. Obviously, where we are today, that's truly not the case, she says. The pandemic pushed change into a bit of hyperspeed, but we are already heading to the digital transformation. Because of that, we are becoming overly diverse in terms of the type of skills we're looking for, from everything from deep cyber to domain expertise. To help fill these high demand roles, Deloitte Cyber developed a train to hire program that trains candidates in cybersecurity topics to fill jobs they wouldn't traditionally be qualified for. Let's see. I want to read this. This seems interesting. Don't be concerned if you don't have all the certification or degrees or the capabilities that you think were historically needed for cyber, Golden advises. Given where the market is today, there's a need to have a greater diversity of thought and just candidly more different types of skill sets and backgrounds coming to solve. I agree with that quote 100%. What makes for good teams is having different train of thought, people from different backgrounds. If everybody comes from the same place and thinks the same, that's going to be a biased team that's going to be missing stuff because everybody does stuff the same way. But if you have people from different backgrounds, different walks of life, different jobs in their careers, they're going to probably catch something that you typically wouldn't catch in a role like these cybersecurity roles. So shout out to them for that. Let's see what they say about breaking in cybersecurity since it's almost done. Undergraduate and degree programs focused on cybersecurity continue to be a popular route for entering the industry. But like Deloitte, other companies are also providing in-house training for current employees who are looking to enter the cybersecurity workforce. If you're already in a technical role, but not specifically cybersecurity, Marco suggests finding a way to bake cybersecurity into your current role. This could involve learning a new skill set through shorter-term training opportunities or boot camps. Another way to get your feet wet is prepare to take one of the entry-level cybersecurity certification tests, such as Security Plus. You'll learn a lot about the field just in preparing for the exam, he says, and then if and when you obtain a credential, you already have a credential that's in demand and requested by many employers, which is just going to make it much easier for you to find your first job. I don't really agree with how this is going to make it much easier because you still got to understand the concepts of the job that you want to apply to. Because this is why some people just go get it. They'll take that one part out of it saying it'll be easier to get a job, and they just go get Security Plus but still can't get hired. So it takes more than just getting that certification to get into cybersecurity. But that's just me talking. Now, let's get into this CyberSeek map. All right, so now we have a map from CyberSeek. So I wanted to talk about in this video about entry-level jobs. And so we're going to look at this thing right here, right? Let's see if I can move this out of the way. It's telling us right now that it's 769,736 total employee cybersecurity workforce, right? And this says 1.1 million. What does it say? Shows the number of online job listings for cybersecurity related positions from 2021 through September 2022. Shows the estimated number of workers employed in cybersecurity related jobs. Okay. So it says it's not as high supply, like it's low supply. So that's why the supply demand is like this. So it's only enough workers right now to fix 68% or 65% based on what this data shows us. Top security job titles. Now, look, this is what we're going to get into this, right? Because they have all these things are saying that all these openings are here, but I want to see what they're lumping into this. So right now we got cybersecurity analyst. Software developer is, it could be a cybersecurity role, but it would have to be probably like security application. So I think this title is wrong. Penetration and vulnerability tester, cybersecurity consultant, network engineer. Now, I don't know if they're doing network security or what. Cybersecurity manager, system engineer. This is more probably like infrastructure, which could fall into cybersecurity, but it's just one of those things where it's kind of, you know, senior software developer and IT director. Okay. Now, I mean, all these things have components of cybersecurity, but based on what the job is. Okay. Now, this thing right here, let's see. Job openings by NICE cybersecurity workforce. Job openings by NICE cybersecurity workforce framework category. Let's see. So we got operate, maintain. The jobs are system security analysts, 245,000. Network operations specialist, data analyst, database, technical support, knowledge manager. See, some of these roles aren't cybersecurity roles. They have aspects of it, but they aren't cybersecurity roles. So that's pretty interesting to me. So let's go back. Let's see what overseeing and govern are. This will probably be more your GRC stuff. Okay, cyber legal counsel, information system security manager, IT program auditor. All right. So as you can see, some of these roles aren't necessarily cybersecurity roles, but they've lumped them in here of saying like, hey, this is how many openings we got. And then maybe because some of the job descriptions may contain some cybersecurity stuff, but based on the titles alone, some of those jobs are not cybersecurity jobs. And that's what's probably getting some people, you know, in the uproar. Let's look at this. So most of the jobs, you got everybody got Security Plus. Then the next largest, a CISSP, GAC, CISA. This is one I tell people that want to do auditing. So look, CISA demonstrates audit experience, skills, and knowledge, as well as the ability to assess vulnerabilities for product compliance and institute controls within an enterprise. I typically recommend that for people that are coming from like finance backgrounds, as they did a lot more things for like different audits, but they want to transition. So I try to get them to transition in the more GRC focused routes and to where they can get a cert like that, that enhances what they already have based on the skill set they already have been doing for years. It's just going to translate over into cybersecurity. Certified information security manager and certified information privacy professional. Now I want to tell you something too, just because a cert isn't popular doesn't mean it's not valuable. This is probably a certification that possibly has like a higher salary than some other certifications based on most people don't have it. So let's see something, if we can change something. Oh, well, you can go by sector, supply workers, and so all that. Okay. Let's see what metro area said. So now, if you guys are familiar with social media, most of the talk we see about is how to get into cybersecurity, how to get into tech. So a lot of entry-level content. Well, if you aren't entry-level anymore, then I have the course for you. I partner with LinkedIn Learning to give you guys a course on how to advance your cybersecurity career. This course is a short course dedicated to show you things that I learned in my personal career journey that helped me go from being a help desk all the way to being a senior VP in a financial institution. So if you're ready to advance your career, then check out my LinkedIn Learning course. Link will be in the description. Thank you.
It's a short, like these places right here, like it's a lot of gray. So, but you've seen this, like you saw that they have a lot of things combined with cybersecurity, which is what I feel happens when we get all those reports. Because like the article we just read and what I've been seeing is it's harder for people like that don't have any experience at all and nothing to get into cybersecurity. Even the entry level, because everybody is trying to get entry level roles, right? And with that being said, let's go over to Indeed and let's look at how to tell if something is entry level and what's not. So let's get it. All right. So I was looking at some of these things earlier and we're going to look at this one. Let's see. I wonder if I could. There we go. All right. Entry level cybersecurity consultant 2023. This is for IBM. So honestly, we don't know what this salary is. It could be like this, could be higher, could be lower. But let's read this. I'm trying to go through this. So this will probably be a good role for somebody to apply to. The position doesn't start till June 2023. IBM Security is seeking a highly talented candidate to fill out a client-focused cybersecurity consultant role. I just want to get into, like, let's see what the requirements of the experience is, right? So in this role, they're looking for somebody who has an initiative to actively seek new knowledge and improve skills, drive to overcome the most challenging obstacles and look for ways to improve results, effective interpersonal skills with the ability to collaborate and work well with others, demonstrated leadership and adaptability with willingness to take ownership of any given task or project, ability to understand and assimilate different points of view, manage time and prioritize work based on project needs and deadlines, thorough and analytical with capability to apply logic to solve problems. Okay. But let's say it's available in Georgia and New York, but I'm trying to see like the requirements. I mean, it gave us some benefits, but it didn't really tell us anything. Let's see the company site. No, I don't want to do that. All right, we're not. I might cut this out, but no. Okay, this is a apprentice for a city. Let's see what they're talking about. Okay, boom. So this, what I typically say for entry level is 0 to 2, 1 to 3, something like that. 1 to 3 years of cybersecurity, information security, IT, or technology operations experience. Experience working in a complex corporate environment. Excellent written and verbal skills, ability to manage multiple priorities and meet deadlines, highly motivated and capable of working with limited supervision. See, a lot of these things are transferable that people have done, like this one. Boom. This is transferable in a lot of domains. This one. People have done this a long time. This one. Boom. Ability to manage multiple priorities and meet deadlines, highly motivated and capable of working with limited supervision. So this is a actual entry-level role. Bachelor's degree in a technical business or related field. You don't really have to worry about that too much. If you can get past that in network, you should be able to get to that. Let's look for another one. This is a role for Nike. And this also is another role, right? Vulnerability management analyst. Like I said, this is a critical role that people fail to look at. Vulnerability manager, asset management, all those roles like that are important. Scanning activities of both corporate and cloud environments using enterprise platform. Work with other CIS organizations such as governance, risk, and threat intelligence to report on program status and coordinate risk tracking. All right. So this role says you need a bachelor's degree in information technology or whatever, blah, 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 or any combination of relevant equivalent experience in education and training. Like, right. So I would say if you didn't necessarily have a bachelor's degree, but you say you've been doing a role like help desk or you've been doing like some system administration, stuff like that for like a year or two, I would say apply to something like this because all it's asking you for is 2+ years of IT professional experience. So you got IT experience doing anything and it's similar to some of these things that's in this role that it wants you to do. You can do it. Understanding a variety of technical concepts such as networking, system administration, application development, cloud computing, and information security best practices. Vulnerability management tool experience such as Tenable, Nessus, Rapid7, or Qualys. And these are, hey guys, these are some tools. If you just know how to use them, you could do literally just using one of them tools, making a lot of money for a company just because you know how to use a vulnerability scanner. So just keep that in mind. Experience with data analytics with the ability to provide qualitative analysis and recommendations. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but that's an entry-level role. So you see right here on Indeed, we're actually finding the entry-level roles right now, right? Now, I have another video that if you click on it right here, it's like how I use LinkedIn to get like SOC roles. If you watch that video, you could take the concept that I'm doing right here on Indeed, of going through these jobs, and then, hey, let's find somebody from Nike. Let's, you know, reach out to them. Let's see if I can get at least a screening with a recruiter. See if I can join that talent community. No, just stuff like that. That's a senior role. Let's see if we find one more. This is a cybersecurity engineer remote for Home Depot. Years of relevant work experience, 0. It says in this role, you will have to deliver execution and problem solving, troubleshoot and quickly resolve escalated incidents, investigate and recommend corrective actions related to incidents, collaborate with enterprise technology to configure and integrate cybersecurity systems and services that mitigate risk, design, build, configure, maintain, and monitor cybersecurity threat defense capabilities and user access management. Okay, so we're going to look at one more. And look, shout out to Courtney. We just had a great podcast episode about product management. So if you're interested in that, watch last week's podcast episode so you can find out what a product manager actually does. Let's see. So, I mean, this is kind of lax too. Let's see. Introduction, your roles and responsibilities. Competencies include history of figuring out solutions to hard problems with many constraints, using sound judgment to assess risk and laying out your argument in a well-structured, data-informed, written narrative. Proven ability to engage with engineers, designers, leaders from other functional areas, and company leaders in a constructive and collaborative relationship. Comfortable holding discussions with an existing potential customers. Proven ability to translate customer needs and product. Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's one I don't really know. You have to probably, let's see if it let me go to the site. Nope. All right. So that'd be one I would tell somebody to apply to. But yeah, this is kind of the process of like, let me make me bigger. All right, guys. So we reviewed some articles about saying like why it's hard to get into cybersecurity, but why people remain optimistic on why it's a good career choice for people to go ahead and switch to. I can tell you from working with a lot of clients recently that there are ways to get in. It's not as hard as it used to be because they need people, right? And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the easier ways to get in is to actually go into governance, risk, and compliance route, right? And for those of you that don't know what it is, it's very beneficial for every organization. It's actually critical. And it often goes unfulfilled because it just doesn't have the sexiness to the other roles like I named. And so I would advise you, if you're trying to look into getting into cybersecurity, to probably look into going the GRC route. If you need even more help than that, then hey, you can book a consultation with me or grab my Breaking Into Cybersecurity ebook. My links are always in the description. I'm more than, you know, happy to help you with that and assist you with that. You can check out my LinkedIn, from my Twitter, to my community posts on YouTube about the different people that I've helped recently. And also on my website, I have some video testimonials that show you how I've been helping people break into the field. Because I'll tell you this, just like we've seen in some of the articles about like telling you to go get a cert or you need this bachelor's degree, I'm not against you doing those, but I want to let you know either or doesn't always guarantee that you'll have a role. I believe you're actually more marketable if you have both, but I always want everyone to do what's best for them. Some people can't afford to go into debt for school just to possibly not land the role they want to land. You know, I always try to tell people, hey, if you get that first job, whatever you do, see if they'll pay for school and then go like that, you know. I went to school just because, hey, that's what they pushed me to do. As far as like school-wise, there wasn't a lot to do coming out of school in 2010. It was kind of coming out of recession, so it was rough. So went to school and started working, then went back to school because I was working and bored. And work would have paid for that, but, you know, if you're familiar with my story, stuff prevented, you know, work from paying for some of my school. So it is what it is. But also, if you saw what I did, if you really want to understand, if you don't take anything away from this video, understand that if you're looking for a true entry-level role, it's probably going to be 0 to 3 years of experience. It's not going to be a lot of different things that you have to do in the job title and the description. For example, I look at roles now, I'm senior level, right? So I'll see roles that's probably like 2 or 3 roles combined, and I'll just dissect that easily and ask them, hey, what are you trying to pay this person? And I was like, this doesn't look like the role that you're trying to name it as, right? That's one. So I always pay attention to that job description and really understand what it's asking. If you need help with that, try to reach out to some other professionals and see what they think about it. Number two, you also see that they are mixing a lot of different roles up with cybersecurity, which is probably inflating the numbers a bit. So I want you to be mindful of that. You know, I want you to be mindful. Also, I've seen past where roles are like, One time, someone sent me a role that's like a project management role, but it was called a SNOC. Like, it was supposed to be related to being a SOC and NOC analyst, and it didn't make sense. And also, I've seen on that CyberSeek thing, it said technical support. And so some of these roles, they're labeling as security, but they're really a support level role, which nothing is wrong with it, but that's not necessarily the role that that person will be doing. So just really understand what you're getting yourself into when you try to get on this journey and get as much information as you can to be the most successful that you can be in this career transition. A lot of you have skills from other jobs you've been doing for years that will transfer over to cybersecurity. And I think the hardest part of that for you all is understanding which of your skills will do that. And I specialize in doing that as well. I've worked with many people, worked at many companies. So I'm able to really give you a realistic viewpoint on what your skills will translate to and what you actually, I believe, had a skill set to do. But I don't want to hold you guys any longer than that. I really appreciate you for tuning in. If you like the podcast episode, please leave a review. If you took something away from this episode, leave me a comment below. And hey, like I always say, let's stay textual.